AB3WG, is there okay? How copy, Chris?
AI, is there okay? AB3WG. Hey, Jerry, sounding good. Yeah, you sound pretty good and very readable. Over.
Okay, thanks, Chris. I just want to make sure I had it working tonight. Trying it on my phone this time. Thanks, Bob. AB3WG. AI, is there okay?
STN, Stan, try it again. A little low. Just give me another shout, please.
Yeah, good evening, W3STN. I just wasn't speaking up very loud. I'm sorry. Is that better?
Perfectly readable, Stan. Thank you. Okay, AB3WG, my name is Chris Van Winkle. I am the MDC section manager. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us here on the MDC Monthly Section EchoLinknet on what turned out to be a lovely Friday evening. I didn't think I was going to be able to get a bike ride in today, but I did. It cleared up rather nicely here in Reisterstown, so that was good. Let's wait a few minutes, see if we get a couple more folks. We have a very nice group of folks checked in with us so far. We have a couple link repeaters, and so we'll kick this off. I see a couple new call signs, so thanks, everybody. If you're new here, we very much appreciate your participation, and get started shortly. So stand by, 83WG. Okay, oh, there it is, all right. 83WG, stand by one. We're going to kick this off here. I was just waiting for the person who just checked in. And that's good. Okay, 83WG, again, my name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager. Thanks, everybody, for joining tonight. We have quite a list tonight. Thanks, everyone, for hanging out with us. I want to, as always, we always thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for hosting us here on the monthly MDC section EchoLinknet. And we're very appreciative of John, and we always allow him first comment. So, John, WB3GXW, if you are on, please give us your comments tonight, and thank you as always.
Okay, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW, all is good. The Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be testing tomorrow at the Women's Club of Laurel starting at 9 o'clock. And we will also be testing at the Berryville Ham Fest on the first Sunday of August at high noon. So if you're going to go out to Berryville and spend money and you want to upgrade your license, we're ready for you. Anybody who tests with the Laurel VE team will have their licenses issued by the FCC normally on Tuesday. Of course, the upgrades will come that soon as well. So that's all I have. Good night, everybody. Please stay safe and be aware of the weather. WB3GXW out.
Okay. Thank you, John. Always appreciate your assistance here and hosting us. Just a reminder for everyone as we begin the EchoLinknet here tonight. Just be mindful of the amount of time you're speaking, and I'll do the same myself. We try to be good stewards of the system and not the timeout. So keep an eye on the comments section. Many times our system operators will put some notes in there, like timeout pending or something, to let us know that we're gabbing on too long, like I sometimes do. So just be mindful of that, please, and we'll get started. Break. Okay, don't have a lot of things to go over tonight. There are a couple of things that I just have learned going through email that I'm very backed up on. So the section news went out last night. So that went out as usual. I used two venues to put that out, the ARRL email to league members, the reflector for league members that the section managers have access to. So it went out there. And it also went out via our groups.io announced group. So I'm quite sure both of those things are working because I got my own email several times. which is fine. So a lot of good reporting in the section news this month. I got reports from our section traffic manager, a SkyOne report, a new TMARC report is in there. And I also put the emergency coordinators who reported their information to the league. That information is in there as well under emergency coordinator report. So some good stuff in the section news. Please do check that out. Break. Okay, a couple things ARRL related happening. And I see we do have KB3MXM Marty, our former vice director. So I probably will save that one of the items on my list for him to speak about. We do have the board meeting that's this week. I'm not sure if they're meeting today and tomorrow. It might be today, tomorrow, and Sunday, or somebody scream at me in the comments if I'm getting that wrong. But they are meeting this week, and it's likely, I would think, that they're going to vote on the bylaw changes that they were proposing. So we'll keep an eye on that. I get the meeting minutes when they come out via the league distribution system. So we'll keep an eye on that. So that's always something to keep an eye on, and I will do that for you. Break. Okay, and the other thing that I just realized, I just got this information from the ARRL letter. Again, another email that I just haven't read yet. So the ARRL has posted a new vice director for the Atlantic Division, of which we are a member. And I'm going to reserve comment for that and let KB3MXM Marty, our former vice director, comment on that. So I will allow him time to do that just shortly. So that's going on. There's no HamFest this month. Other than those items, it's been a pretty quiet month. So let's get right into get our linked repeaters coming through here. Break. Okay, very good. Let's start with, let me see, should K3ORB, where, there you are, K3ORB, and Ocean Pines, if you're on, your comments for the net, please.
Hey, good evening there, Chris, and the rest of the net. This is K3WOC calling on behalf of the K3ORB repeater here in Ocean Pines, Maryland. Just a little bit of cold news from the Worcester Radio Group. We are currently on summer break from club business, but we'll resume in September. But one cool thing to keep members active during the summer months, we're hosting Google Meet presentations in July and August, all on a variety of ham radio-related subjects. Our first presentation starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. Take a break. Okay. It's being hosted by our dear club member, Mark Walensky, K3MHW, and he's going to be talking about grounding your station and antennas. He's a wealth of knowledge and has a really interesting story to tell all about lightning. So it was definitely going to be an interesting presentation. If you'd like to join the meeting, simply click on the presentation that's listed on our events calendar over at k3wrg.com, Kilo 3 Whiskey Road, RomeoGolf.com. With that being said, we'll take this time now to accept any local check-ins tonight for anyone listening on the K3ORB repeater in the Ocean Pines, Ocean City area. Stand by for your check-ins now.
Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Echo, Quebec.
Kilo Charlie 3, Uniform Charlie, Quebec.
Roger that there, callers. The net recognizes two stations. Thank you for checking in. We have KB3, Bravo Echo, Quebec. Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Echo, Quebec. Mr. Donnie there in Lincoln, Delaware. Kilo Charlie 3, Uniform Charlie, Quebec. Mr. Brian there in Newark. Good evening there, fellas. Let's go ahead and pass it over to Donnie first for some comments. 83 DEQ.
Well, thank you. I just ran across the net tonight. Talked to a gentleman. I didn't realize it was happening, but I'm glad I ran across it. I'm glad I can reach out and support you guys. And I'm pretty much always on the radio at Lewis and Steve at 1473. Call us there at 146-925. If anybody wants to hit me up, I'm always on here. Still relatively new. Grabbing
meter from all the way up there in Lincoln, 40 miles north of us here in Pine. You sounded great, and thank you so much for joining us. With that, let's go ahead and cut to Brian in Newark. How you doing there, Brian? KC3UCQ.
This is KC3UCQ. Good evening, Mark, and everybody on the net. Doing well tonight. Tonight starts my first week of vacation in a year, so I am looking forward to doing some personal-on-the-air events this week to try to activate from the remaining parts that I have not activated in Worcester County. I'm also looking to just do some radio in general this week. I'm looking forward to Mark's presentation as well. This is KC3UCQ saying good evening and 73 back to net control.
Thank you so much for your comments here, Brian. Great to have you, and good luck with your COTA activations here. We're rooting for you here. Get all those dates there in Worcester County. Looking forward to it. With that, we'll go ahead and pass it back to net control. Mr. Chris there, AB3WG. This is K3WOC, saying 73 here from Ocean City.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Mark. Always a pleasure having you and the folks to check in on your system. All right, I'm not going to waste too much time. Let's keep this thing rolling. Next, we'll go to Frederick, W3FDK. Your comments and call your stations, please. All right, nothing heard on Frederick. Let's go to KHJAI Machine. Your comments and call your stations, please.
Okay, thank you. This is N3FQC for Maryland, thanking Maryland Mobile Air Chief for the repeater, Miller, Maryland. And so far, I got three check-ins with no comments. N3WF, Ron, KB3KWT, Paul, and somebody might want to have comments a little later, KB3MXM, Marty. So they had nothing at this time, so I'll call. Does anyone want to give comments on the 805 repeater? Over. Okay, nothing heard at this time, so trying to keep this one quick. And 3FQC back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Don. Appreciate you not only running the Baltimore traffic, but running the KA2JAI machine and all the other great stuff you do for this section. Okay, so that's all of the linked repeaters that I have on the list today. I'd like to go next to our former vice director, Marty Pittenger, AB3MXM. And Marty, welcome. It's great having you here on the EchoLink Net. Thanks for joining. And your comments for the net tonight, sir.
Well, thank you, Chris, and all that have joined us this evening for the Maryland DC section EchoLink. A great magazine of information for us to listen to and endeavor to do some great things in amateur radio. Let me share with you this evening some information out of headquarters, which will be very helpful, and it'll fill some gaps here. This is from headquarters. Our Atlantic Division Director is Bob Familio. He's an extra class. K3RF is his call sign. And he lives in Media, Pennsylvania, which is Delaware County, the south eastern corner of Eastern PA section. I resigned from the position of vice director, and Bob has now appointed, and the league has accepted. This should be pretty easy for everyone. His name is Martin. He goes by Marty. Might be confusing, actually. Newingham, it's N-E-W-I-N-G-H-A-M. His call sign is Alpha Golf 3 India. He's also extra. In Greensboro, which is Westmoreland County, that is western PA, a little more than 20 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and has been appointed as vice director of the ARRL Atlantic Division. Effective July the 15th, a couple days ago. And he will serve the remainder of the term for vice director, which expires December the 31st, of 2026. Marty, the new vice director, is an ARRL life member. Let me take a break. And is a gold level contributor to the ARRL Diamond Club. The ARRL Atlantic Division is comprised of the Atlantic sections of Delaware, Eastern, Western PA, Maryland, D.C., Northern New York, Southern New Jersey, and Western New York, and Western New York. Break. ARL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, is governed by an all-volunteer board of directors through elections that are held for 5 of the 15 sections each year for a term of 3 years. The board of directors, the BID, is having their July meeting in Newington this week. And more information from the board should be forthcoming. Thank you very much for your time and attention. Thank you, Chris, for the time on air. Back to net control from KB3MXM.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Marty. Thanks so much for your service to the Atlantic Division. It's very much appreciated. And thanks for covering the new your new replacement in the Atlantic Division Vice Director position. Much appreciated. Okay, let's go ahead. I'm going to continue down my list here. Next we have a BTN member, W3STN. Stan, good evening. Your comments for the net tonight, sir.
Let's try that again. Good evening, everyone. On the net, this is W3STN. Nothing much from here. Personally, we had a lot of field day traffic, as we can imagine. And I was asked on behalf of the ARCNAM Club to mention that they are operating the Whiskey 3 Alpha special event station this weekend through Monday, commemorating live TV from the moon. From the Apollo 11 mission. There'll be people there at the museum tomorrow operating and Sunday and possibly Monday. Visitors with licenses would be welcome to come. You'll need to be let in the front door by texting whoever is on the operating desk, because the museum won't be open. But that'll be there, and anybody that wants to work that particular special event, Whiskey 3 Alpha, is welcome to do so. And that's it from here. W3STN, back to NetCenter.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Stan. Appreciate those comments and that information. Okay, let's go next to KB3SPH. This is Jeff, one of our ETs from PG County. Good evening. Your comments for the net tonight, sir.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, everyone. On April 8th, Prince George's County, along with members from Howard County and Montgomery County, we did a hospital drill involving about 12 facilities and 22 operators. Had a lot of lessons learned and good training, and we'll incorporate that into future drills. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And next, let's go to WI3J. Stuart, welcome. Your comments for the net tonight, please.
No comments. Just listening. Thank you, WI3J.
Okay, thank you, Stuart. Audio very weak, but I heard you say no comments, just listening, so thanks for joining. We appreciate your participation. Okay, let's go next to our Skywarn representative, someone who's probably been really busy lately, AI0K. This is Jerry who heads up our Skywarn folks. And Jerry, thanks for sending your report. I know a lot of people are reading that. I'm reading that, and I look forward to getting that every month. So thank you so much for doing that. It really helps to have that in the section news. AI0K, your comments for the net tonight, please.
Yeah, good evening, Chris. AB3WG in the net, AI0K. Well, this time, and just the opposite of last summer, as you noticed last year, might have been as well in the Sahara Desert, but a lot of rain, a lot of flooding. I've had a few severe thunderstorms, but the main problem has been flooding this year. An overabundance of rain, and it's probably not going to stop anytime soon. Still coming up, so keep your eyes open. Hurricane season is here. There's already three named storms, and more will be coming. We're just now August, actually September, October, they're really the three times. But still got to keep an eye on that. Things coming up here normally pretty quick. Next Thursday night, we put on a presentation on Skywarn for the Rockville Science Club, excuse me, Rockville Science Center Amateur Radio Hangout. That's in Rockville, Maryland, right across the street from Buffalo Wild Wings and Town Square. Let me stop. Okay. So that's we'll be there at 7 o'clock. Everybody's invited. And let's see, we also Weather Service is scheduling a number of classes coming up. On Saturday, the 2nd of August, there will be a tropical class in Hyattsville, Maryland. Actually, Capitol Heights. On Wednesday, the August 20th, there's a severe, which is convection, thunderstorms, tornadoes, in Westminster, Maryland. Both those require basic training first. And there's more coming up later, but that gets into August. Still negotiating. We may negotiate with the Berryville Hamfest for a table. We may or may not be there. Hoping we can make it work it out. If so, stop by. You keep an eye on what we're doing on our website calendar, wx4lwx.us/calendar.php. Keep track of what's going on our app. And there is a Skywarn email list on, that you can sign up for. Let's see. I thought I had that here, but I lost it. I just closed the wrong window. Anyway, I'm going to get our webmaster to put that on our website also so you can look at it there, what the link to it is. Okay, that's all I've got. Thank you much, Chris. W3WG, AI0K.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jerry. And I appreciate all the folks on your team doing what they do. I also got two Skywarn activation reports, and I very much appreciate those folks sending me that information. I know Kurt sent one, and I can't remember who the other person was that sent one, but I very much appreciate that, and we look forward to keeping in touch with all of our Skywarn folks. Okay, let's move along to K3ABZ. Mark, another BTN member, thank you for joining. Your comments tonight, please.
Great. Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate you doing this, and also to Marty for the updates and Skywarn as well. No further comments. K3ABZ, back to net control.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Your audio was really low, but we did hear you. And again, thanks for joining. All right. Next on my list, KB3SWS. Pam, always a pleasure having you here on the Echolink Net. Your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. I also participated in the hospital drill on July 8th on behalf of the Prince George's County ARES team. I was located in a local medical facility and successfully moved all of my traffic. And I learned some new procedures in WinLink in the process. This is KB3SWS, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Pam. Yeah, our ARES groups do a great job with the drills and all the functions that they host and help out with over the year. If you're not involved in an Aries group, I highly recommend getting involved with one. There's a wealth of knowledge and information to be had by those folks, and just plenty of great opportunities to work with served agencies and learn. Okay, next on my list, KC3 Tango Alpha Tango. This is Melvin. Good evening. Your comments tonight, please.
Well, good evening, Chris and the rest of the net. This is KC3 TAT with Prince George's County Aries. I, too, enjoyed the hospital drill on the 8th, representing the Prince George's County Office of Emergency Management at the EOC. It was a rather robust night, and I think we all learned a lot, and it was a good deal. Also helping with the University of Maryland Medical System emergency manager in building out his radio rooms into the various hospitals throughout the state. I'm keeping busy, and that's all for me. Back to Nick Kroll, KC3 TAT.
All right, very good. Thank you for that information. Okay, next on the list we'll go to N3YWZ. This is Lee. Thank you for joining, and let's have your comments tonight, please.
Hey, good evening, N3YWZ here, located in Virginia, coastal side of Virginia. Sort of an expat from Maryland. Member of the Charles County Amateur Radio Club, long-standing member. It's been about 3 years since I've been on here, so apologize for the audio. It's still going to work and be fine, but if you would, and you would come back, give me a report, if you would, please. But, just to dust off everything, trying to get more in routine here after such a long period of time. We'll turn it back, and glad to be back on Airlink. This is N3WZNet.
Okay, thanks, Lee. Yeah, audio is quite loud, possibly too loud, but you're readable. And again, we appreciate your participation and welcome back. Please do join us here every month. And thank you. All right, let's go next to Mr. Jim, WI3N. And always great to have you here on the Echolink Net. Your comments tonight, please, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. Just a quickie here that the first Tuesday in August, August the 5th, is National Night Out, a national night out, meaning nationally on that first Tuesday. My suggestion is that your club or Aries group or somebody check with your local police departments in the cities, state, whatever, and maybe get yourself a space at their event. Set up the Laurel Club will be set up at the one here in Laurel. We will put up a VHF and HF radios and do some, let people see what amateur radio is all about. It gives you a way to show off what we do. So thank you very much, and really great section news. Thank you for that, Chris. WI3N, back to net.
Okay, very good. Regarding the section news, I probably forgot to say this. I wanted to put that out on the Wednesday, this past Wednesday, instead of yesterday, but with the raging thunderstorms, I didn't dare get on my computer, and I think all of us here would support that and understand why that is. So I do try to get that out the Wednesday before our Echolink Net, so apologies for that, but we need to be safe, as we all know. Okay, next let's go to N3WYG. This is Milford. Good evening, sir, and thank you for joining. Your comments tonight.
Good evening. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. How you doing, Chris? Thanks for calling on me. First of all, Chris, I do apologize for the Buoy Fest. It was actually canceled on that Saturday morning. Due to possible weather, which I don't think it materialized, but safety is by far the most important thing. So anyhow, we didn't have that, but we did have a good field day afterwards. The other thing, Chris, I noticed on the section news, at the MDC Emergency Coordinator list, I don't see PG County. So maybe that's an oversight, I don't know. But I just didn't see it on that part of the section that had listed ECs in the area. So not a complaint, just an observation. So with that, I'll pass it back. AB3WG in the group, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford and Bowie.
Okay, thanks, Milford. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry to hear that they had to cancel. As you know, I've attended that, the Bowie Fest with you folks at the club there at the at that location, a beautiful location around the pond there. And I wasn't able to attend this year, and now I find out that it was canceled anyway. So I guess that all worked out. Regarding the information in the section news, what I'm reporting there is the ECs that have sent or posted information on the league website in for their Form 2 data. That's where I'm pulling that information from. So it's quite clear that we have way more ECs than we have listed in the section news that have posted their information. And I understand that we're missing quite a few of our ECs who have not posted their information to the league website. And we do try to remind them to do that. So that's the story on that break. Okay, next I'd like to go to our section traffic manager, W3YVQ. There you are. And before we do that, Father Al, I just read in another email I hadn't read that the league and RRI have signed a memorandum of understanding, or as we know it, MOU. And I did read through it just a second before starting the net here. It seems pretty good. I hope you got that. If not, I'm happy to forward that to you. And I hope you are also, you and Don are also getting the email update from the NTS 2.0 Friday meetings. I sent one today to both of you. I think I did that when I was at work this afternoon. So let me know if I need to forward that to you. I very much would like you to see that because your position is mentioned in that MOU, as is mine, and a whole bunch of other stuff that you probably already know about. W3YVQ, your comments tonight, please.
Okay, good evening, Chris. And no, I've not seen the MOU yet. I did not see it in the email. So if it's not too much trouble, you can pass it over. I'll give it a look. I know the fellows on both sides of the fence pretty well after 20 years of working together with most of them. And in fact, the digital traffic network grew out of the old NTS digital modes here in the NTS and became the DTN, our digital traffic network. And I originally codified that in the appendix for the Public Service Communications Manual in the MPG. It helped those fellows become, quote, legitimate, unquote, although they had been so active for 20 years prior to that point. Right. I was tickled to death to see the field day turn out with regard to message traffic. We had several dozen messages coming up out of, directly up out of field day sites, some by Winlink and some other radio means. And I think we got 100% of them all delivered by Sunday night, or at least in the system by Sunday night. So they were in the hands of section ops either Monday or Monday night for delivery. So things went very smoothly with no big hurdles to leap across or major malfunctions. Even though the radio conditions were, to use a modern scientific term, El Stinko. Okay, and special thanks to all the fellows on BTN who are learning and moving into the responsibility to help us keep the NTS running in section. W3STN is now participating fairly regularly on MDD,
we haven't choked him up with a book of 40 yet, but we're getting close to that on him. And we have some fellows who have been checking in from Delaware, who are new participants as well. But we're certainly in need of more net controls. And on the third region, cycle 4, we're down to one or two people in addition to the new net manager in 3GE and myself running the nets up there. And AA3SB is still having to fill in to keep that going. So we need some guys jumping into the CW mode for cycle 4. 7-3 all, have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
All right, very good, Father Al. I will forward that to you. And I must say, regarding the national traffic system, the national traffic system is undergoing quite a rebirth with the work that the NTS 2.0 group is doing. They're quite dedicated in reading the emails from Marcia and her group. There's quite a lot being done, so it's kind of like I'm kind of thinking back to when George Hart redesigned the system, and the old trunk line guys, maybe some of them didn't want to change, and I'm trying not to be one of those guys. So we'll see what happens with this new MOU, and I think a lot of the changes will be for the better, and the digital system, as robust as it currently is, hopefully we can get it even better, and continue training and bolstering our MDD, CW ops, and as well as our manual nets, such as Baltimore Traffic Net. So lots of interesting stuff going on. Break. Okay, again, AB3WG, my name is Chris. I'm the section manager, and I don't believe I have missed anyone. Let's make a call for anyone that I may have missed. Quite a long list tonight on my sheet of paper here. Anyone, any further comments or anybody I missed, please? Okay, very good. It's quarter of. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining. There's TDH. Let's get Tom. W3TDH, Tom, would you your comments tonight, please? Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Just keeping an eye on the successive rolling thunderstorm events and things like that, and seeing what they come to. They have done one good thing, and this may seem a little cynical, but they've got our emergency preparedness committee a little anxious, and I'd rather see them anxious than them be complacent. So just keeping an eye on that, and there isn't much cooking than that. Back to net, W3TH.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Tom. Glad you could sneak in here. We're just getting ready to close things up here. Again, any last comments or anyone I missed, please? Okay, very good. Let's wrap this up. We'll give you about 14 minutes of your Friday evening back. Thanks, everybody, for joining. It's always a pleasure to host the MDC section EchoLinkNet. Lots of great information. Thanks to our SysOps, Scott, KB3JQQ. And, of course, John, WB3GXW, for hosting us here. We'll see everybody back here in August. On third Friday is August 15th, according to my league calendar. So we look forward to hearing from you then, 7-3. Thanks, and be safe. AB3WG.